They come together as one on the plains of Arafat. Under the hot Saudi sun, nearly 3 million Muslims spend the day in prayer and meditation, all hoping God will hear their prayers on this, the second day of the Hajj. Muslims believe this ritual is a dress rehearsal for the Day of Judgment, and when the sun sets, the pilgrimage reaches its climax.
So this is a day of forgiveness, a day of emancipation, a day of forgiveness, and that's what Hajj is all about, is becoming a newly born person.
For Leslie Roan, an American-born Muslim convert, the experience of performing her first Hajj is a dream come true. We spoke to her just hours before she set out for Arafat. Just thinking about the day's significance filled her with emotion.
I'm going to be praying for forgiveness for my sins. And that, I think, is what we all are after. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we do consciously and unconsciously. I want a closer relationship with God.
This 49-year-old resident of California is a long way from home, and she says she is relishing every minute of her spiritual journey. But she admits performing the ritual of circumambulating the Kaaba is at times physically overwhelming.
There are times when you have to kind of put down that spiritual piece of it and just focus on staying safe.
She converted to Islam 3 years ago because she'd grown dissatisfied with Catholicism. In Islam, she says she found the connection to God she'd been yearning for. Every Muslim who is financially and physically able is required to perform the Hajj at least once during their lifetime. While other Muslims agonize about when to actually make the trip, Leslie says it was an easy decision for her. Back home in the U.S., as she made her final preparations for her trip to Mecca, she explained why.
It's a really great time to go. It's winter in Saudi Arabia, so it's probably only 95 degrees during the day. And I'm very excited about going. So it's something I've wanted to do ever since I converted.
But the Hajj is not simply about getting closer to God. Over the course of this 5-day religious gathering, Muslims from all around the world will also be striving to get closer to each other.
Now that the sun has set, Leslie and the millions of other pilgrims will relocate to Muzdalifah. And there they'll collect the small pebbles needed for the Hajj's stoning ritual. And also take the opportunity to have a meal, get some rest, and reflect on the high point of the Hajj. Aisha Saseh, CNN, Arafat, Saudi Arabia.